Now, here's some more. Verse 8 of chapter 8 of Nehemiah. So they read in the book, in the law of God, distinctly, and gave the sense, and caused them to understand the reading. Now, I have occasion to go into many places and speak, and I've heard the scripture read in just about every way that is imaginable. Every now and then, some brother gets up and reads it with great emphasis. He reads it as if it's the Word of God he's reading. But too often, some fellow gets up and he ducks his head, and nobody hears him past the third pew to begin with. But he gets up and he reads it like this. So they read in the book of the law of God distinctly and gave the sense and caused them to understand the reading. Well, may I say to you, I don't like that, because that's not doing it the way God said they did it back then. This is apparently the way that he wanted it done. And Nehemiah puts in that little word, so. These men didn't have a course in homiletics, public speaking, but they believed it was the Word of God, and they read it like it was the Word of God. That's the way Ezra did it. So they read in the book, in the law of God, distinctly. Make sure people understand what you're reading. And they gave the sense. They gave the meaning of it. And they caused them to understand the reading. Now, I understand that that is what God wants done in church services. And until that's done, I don't care how loud the soloist sang. And I do not care how sweetly the organist played. And I do not care how flowery the message was. My friend, if the Word of God was not read distinctly, and if the sense of it was not given, and if it didn't cause people to understand, then it was of no avail whatsoever. This is the thing that's all important, friends. Now, will you notice, verse 9, and Nehemiah, which is the Tirshatha, and Ezra the priest, the scribe, and the Levites that taught the people, said unto all the people, this day is holy unto the Lord your God. Mourn not, nor weep, for all the people wept when they heard the words of the law. Now, this was a great emotional outburst. My, these people here, very candidly, they hadn't heard the Word of God. Many of them, first time they ever heard it in their life. And the Word of God here so moved them, and they were moved upon emotionally. And they wept, but I think they wept for joy.